for Lady Hounds basketball.
Rebound Moberly with 5 seconds left. 4-3. Let's go Miss with Texas. The Lady Hounds are your District K champions.
This broadcast is brought to you by KB Tire and Auto, Arts, Appliance, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring, Thomas Motors, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance Agency, Beecraft Jewelers, Kids Caboose, all of Moberly, Failing Small Engine of Salisbury, PK Wise Agency in Moberly, and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury, your independent insurance agents. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.com. And Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Now, here's the voice of the Lady Hounds, J.B. Conley.
And good evening as we get ready for Lady Greyhounds basketball and the 2018-19 season here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. The previous men's game just wrapping up right now. And Southwest Tennessee holds on for an 83-79 win over Link Year Prep. So we have a little bit of an extended pregame show here as Lady Hounds are just coming out onto the court as the men's teams are shaking hands right now. And coming up a little while in our pregame interview, you'll hear from new Lady Hounds head coach Hannah Hayden. She's excited for the start of the season. Sounds like her players are excited. They're going to be a little bit short-handed tonight as they want to make sure everybody is eligible. And we've got a couple of paperwork snafus they're working their way through, but sounds like they'll be ready to go for this contest. It's Marshalltown. Tigers come in with a rather short roster themselves. It looks like only 8 dressed for tonight's game for the Tigers out of Iowa. And much like Moberly Area Community College, only with one player returning from last year's team for them, it's sophomore Anna Jamandreo, sophomore from Barcelona, Spain, who averaged 2.8 points per game last season. So they're a little shorthanded tonight, and it'll be an interesting contest. They've put 20 minutes up on the clock, so we're going to take a two-minute break. When we come back, we're going to replay our preseason interview with head coach Pat Smith, kind of preview of the men's contest coming up a little bit later on tonight. Of course, we'll get our pregame interview with him coming up halftime of the women's contest. But then we'll hear from Hannah Hayden before tip. But we're about 20 minutes away from tip, so we're going to take a two-minute break. When we come back, we're going to have our preseason interview with head coach of the Moberly men's team, Pat Smith. That is coming up on Information Radio Quicks here in 2 minutes.
Mizumac offers the best of both worlds. Mizumac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Live on campus at Mizzou and attend classes at both institutions. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizumac student today at macc.edu.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner, designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
Seidenstricker has been providing quality service and support to our customers for 75 years. Preventative maintenance is the key to keeping your equipment running. Right now, sign up for a winter service package by December 1st, and you can win a new John Deere S240 lawn tractor. Can't bring your equipment to the shop? That's okay. We'll come to you. Schedule now for free pickup and delivery within 50 miles of a Seidenstricker location. Visit us online at Seidenstrickers.com.
No purchase necessary. Lawn tractor giveaway sign-up deadline ends 12/1/18. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Your diamond ring is worth more than just dollars and cents. And if you look down one day and found your diamond missing...
Well, that doesn't have to happen. Hi, this is Chris of Beecraft Jewelers in downtown Moberly. Diamonds don't wear out, but the mountings are set in due.
Don't gamble with your diamond jewelry. See Chris with Beecraft Jewelry in downtown Moberly for a free safety inspection today.
Repair of damaged or worn prongs are inexpensive compared to the loss and heartache you could suffer.
Have your diamond jewelry safety inspected today at Beecraft Jewelry in downtown Moberly.
It's free.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Show here on Information Radio Quicks. We'll have that Pat Smith interview coming up for you here in just a few moments as a few technical difficulties going to get to load up for us, but we will have it for you here momentarily. We've got plenty of high school football coming up for you tonight on regional radio. On Glory 97 tonight, we will have Mexico at Mobley. Brad and Eric will have the call of that one. And over on the captain tonight, it's Macon to Lathrop. Ben Winston will have that. South Shelby at Scotland County on Crest. Studio pregame coming up at 6:30. And those games will all kick off at 7 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow, we will have Southwestern Illinois women taking on MACC at 4:50 with pregame 5 o'clock tip. Southwest Tennessee will take on the Greyhounds at 6:50 with pregame. We've got Mizzou football 4 tomorrow on the captain and Indianapolis at Truman football on Crest tomorrow. Pregame 11:10, kickoff at 1 o'clock. We're going to take a 60-second break. When we come back, we'll have that interview with Pat Smith. You're listening to Greyhounds Basketball. Lady Hounds Basketball on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
How much for that? Hey, I just... Ow! Really?
Stop getting beat up trying to buy a truck. Come into Thomas Motors today and create your own road with a truck from Thomas Motors. From used, low-mileage diesels to must-see used Silverados, your truck is at Thomas Motors. View new and used truck inventory online at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
Smith, Coach, can't believe the season's already.
Yeah, I can't either. Luckily, we do still have some more of October left. But I told our guys September's going to be long. It's going to seem like forever. Then you get to October, and it kind of really flies by. And so as of, tomorrow, we're 2 weeks from opening the season. So it's here. We're coming off a scrimmage last night. I thought we played really well. But we have a long way to go still, and my game plan is that we're going to go the next 2 days, try to get after it, and then plan on giving them this weekend off to try to give them a little bit of a break because we've been at it for a while. I mean, they give us the 10 hours a week that we get in September, and then on top of that, we've been at it, going 2.5-3 hours pretty much every day this month. So with that said, well, I think we need a couple of days off.
What were your thoughts on the game against Columbia College?
First of all, Coach Burchard's got a real young team, and I can guarantee this, they're going to be a lot better as the year goes on. I mean, I have that much faith in him as a coach. I think he's one of the best I've ever coached against. Second thing, I thought we played pretty well. We made some mistakes. Sunday was an interesting deal. We played Southwestern Iowa. They were really quick, a bunch of shooters, really hard to stay in front of. We had matchup problems the whole game with them, so we had to go small ball at the end. And yesterday was almost a complete contrast because I looked out there one time and I think they had four kids, 6'5 or bigger, on the floor. They were huge. And, I think maybe we play a little bit better against teams like that because then all of a sudden we can use our quickness, our ability to attack the rim off dribble penetration. I thought Virgil was really good last night. And I thought Todd Small the second half. I don't know how many threes he hit, but it was a bunch.
He had 31 points, I believe. It may have been 7 or 8 threes. Certainly a nice night for him.
Yeah, and the thing about him, he had 102 threes last year in prep school, JB, so it's not like – I mean, he's had some days. I mean, we were down there in that jamboree. We were scrimmaging, I want to say, NEO, and he had about 4 in 3 minutes. He can get on some tears now. So, we might have to live with him. Somebody said this one time. They said, well, he's a streak shooter. And I said, never seen anybody that's not a streak shooter. I've never seen a guy that hits one and then misses in one, hits in one. You're going to go through your streaks, but what you try to balance out at the end is what the shooting percentage is. And I'm confident this year when the smoke clears, he'll shoot over 40% from three-point range for us.
No matter how the rest of the offense goes, I think there are very few teams that can defend both Small and Verge effectively. It gives your guys a great advantage.
Yeah, and Sean Miller Moore gives us a huge advantage if we play him at the four because he can go off the dribble. I think Verge can get in the lane on anybody. The only time that Zoe has problems is when he starts settling for the three. And, you know, when he's running our offense, he's attacking. And don't get me wrong, he needs to shoot the three. He's a good three-point shooter. But it needs to come as part of our offense because when he's attacking and he's in that lane, we're really good.
Besides those three guys, who are the ones going to be the key parts of your rotation this year?
Well, you know, we've had some injuries, so I'll just talk about the guys right now playing. I think Isaiah Anderson is going to be a huge key, big 6'8 kid, 240. He had a really good scrimmage down there at Warrensburg. I thought he played pretty well last night. D.D., we call him D.D., D.D. Dane, 6'9 from Senegal, is going to be give us a shot blocker, intimidator around the basket. He's still figuring out our system. When he does, I think he's going to be a very quality player for us as a freshman. Markelo Sullivan has had some really good moments, some really bad moments. He's a freshman, 6'3 guard out of Louisville, Kentucky. He can get on some shooting rolls. I'm not so sure right now, JB, that he's not making so many defensive mistakes, and I'm not on him so hard that he's probably not in a really good offensive rhythm. And when he figures it out defensively better and gets more consistent to where we can leave him on the floor, I think he's going to be really good. You know, we got a lot of kids. I mean, we got a kid inside. I mean, a kid on the perimeter also. I think it's going to be good for us in Mike Hood because he's another natural shooter. He's a prep school kid also. And he hit 1-3 last night. But the other day against Southwestern Iowa, I think he hit 4 threes. So, you know, I think we got a combination of a lot of good players. Raheem Sullivan's a young man. He's playing behind Verge right now. But, you know, I can see him playing a little bit of two. Isaiah Ford is a transfer from Highland, 6'4". He's a great utility man, and he can play about four positions. So, you know, I feel like we have DeMarcus Sharp, a young man out of Charleston. In fact, he had 17, I think, on Sunday, in our scrimmage. And he can get on some shooting rolls, but he also really knows the game. And we seem to play really well with him on the court. So right now, those are the guys. We're hoping to get Will Rucker and Raekwon Drake back, hopefully Will within maybe a week, and Raekwon by early November.
All right, so get those injuries taken care of, and looks like a pretty good squad for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and I say this, you know, we've had our share of injuries, and I will say this, it's been the worst I've had in 37 years. I've been coaching a long time. But I was talking to two Division I coaches on my way in the office this morning, called me, and they were talking about all the injuries they had, kids out for the year. You know, it's just not us, it's everybody, and like I said, they told our booster club one night, when we have those injuries, the only thing I'm concerned about is what can we do to help that young man. You know, J.J. Smith out for the year, torn ACL. What can we do to get him through this year? Because he's a very talented player. He's also got a chance to get a degree. So we got to make sure we put the players at the forefront. The team will be fine. In the words of Tony Dungy, next man up. That's how you have to adopt it.
You've got one more jamboree before the season starts at John Wood. What are your goals? What do you want out of your team for that before the start of the season?
I want to clean everything up. That's what you want to do the last 2 weeks. And one thing that I didn't think we did real well Sunday, I didn't think we competed real well, and I wasn't very happy. Now, let me tell you, Southwestern Iowa was pretty good. But with that said, I thought we played a lot harder last night, and we challenged them pretty much in practice. I mean, it was hey, we need to step it up. And I've got these two modes of operation I use. Come game time, you set. Come practice time, you run. And we try to use that as our quote-unquote discipline as far as our expectations. And our guys, I thought, responded really well last night. I thought they came out and played hard. And I thought also at the same time we did a lot better job on what I call the two E's, effort and execution. We were really out of position a lot on our press Sunday. I thought we cleaned that up. I want to clean things up going the last 2 weeks. I want to get down to where we have our rotation down solid. Hopefully we'll have a kid or two back. But at the same time, all you can do right now is play with what you got. And I like our team. I think we're going to be good. And with the schedule I have made for us, we better be good.
You've blamed yourself for the schedule in years past at times. Do you like this year's schedule?
You know, I didn't think what the NJC did to us last year was justified. And believe me, I'm not talking about anybody's back. I've told anybody that because I feel like it. We have a smaller conference. We play less Division I games, but we play some really good D2s. And we play Indian Hill, Southeastern Iowa, Wabash Valley, Highland twice last year. I thought we played a really good schedule. But they used it against us, so I went out there this year. I think we've got around 22, 23 Division I games. We got one stretch I call the Killer's Row. We just have five or six unbelievable games in a row. But I've always got two goals, man. Improve every day, win the next game. And when we get to November, that's all we think about. Our opening classic has a Southwest Tennessee in it. I do appreciate the fact that the State Fair got two quality teams. We got Allen County and Independence in their classic. And then we got Highland and Motlow State for our Thanksgiving classic. And, you know, to me, I love that Thanksgiving classic because there's a lot of people that come back to town that that's the only chance they get to watch us play. So we definitely want to give them a brand of really good basketball.
Another game I find intriguing is the one at Chicago against Kennedy King, a new addition to the schedule, at least playing them there. Certainly a lot of fine teams in the Chicago area.
Well, would you go ahead and explain to me why I scheduled it?
You told me. I guess it's a home and home with next year?
Or? They're supposed to come to our classic next year. Two things. You know, Dean Smith and Roy Williams always have this deal that when they recruit a kid, they try to play one game and that kid's quote-unquote neck of the woods where they're from. And we got two kids from Chicago and Raekwon and Zoe, and I thought it would be a nice chance to go back. It was a Division I game. And I had one game. It was kind of a strange deal, and I didn't like the space I had early in the season. I really liked to play some games. And so I thought it would be a great opportunity to go up there on Friday afternoon and play, and we'll head out on Thursday. But I actually had a method to my madness because, you know, again, we have to go through that region to get the national tournament. And they do count district records. So, you know, it's important we go ahead and try to accumulate as many points as we can.
Speaking of home games for Zoe, it seems like half of Chicago was in Freeport last year for that tournament to show up and watch him go off for 51. And you've got, you're back there again this year.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the game before that against, who was it, Marshalltown, I think he had 37 points and like 15 assists. I mean, he had an unbelievable tournament. And we've won that thing 3 years in a row. And, of course, they've kind of got the last laugh. They've been to Hutch the last 2 years. But, you know, we keep going back there. I mean, it's a great tournament. Pete has informed me this year it's back to an 18 deal. So it's going to be, you know, three games in 2 days.
In a bracket.
Yeah, in a bracket. And one thing I love about it is, you know, it's just a great way to end the semester. You know, we get back, we're done. And we've won that thing 3 years in a row, and I take a lot of pride in that. I take a lot of pride that we've been up there 3 years in a row and came away with the title.
And you had to beat them in overtime twice to do it.
Yeah, but we keep playing. You know, last year, it's kind of like one day we were talking to our kids about why we conditioned so hard and what we want out of our press. And I think it was Sean Miller Moore and Will Rucker both started talking to our guys. But, hey, four times last year we came from over 20 down to win. And, you know, it's nice to have your kids believe that because I never think we're out of a game, but we would like not to get down 20 if we had our choice.
Do you know much about the rest of the region yet this year?
I think it's supposed to be loaded. You know, State Fair is supposed to be really good. Somebody said that Mineral Air is just really, really skilled. Got a bunch of kids that are skilled. West Plains, supposedly they think they're a lot better than they were a year ago. Three Rivers, as long as the Besses are coaching down there, they're going to be good. In answering your question, I don't guess I really do. I mean, I haven't seen one team play. I just do know this. The Greyhounds got to keep getting better. And we'll worry about ourselves.
All right. Anything else you want fans to know before I let you go?
No, just great fan support last night. It was tremendous getting people out for our games. I think we have a unique situation here and that with our tradition and with the fact that we've got hopefully another really good team. You know, it's an exciting time of the year because this is a basketball town, and I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love my football. But, you know, I'm ready for some basketball. And tell you what, like I said, we got one more scrimmage left. We scrimmage 3 4-year schools next Saturday down at John Wood. I want to say we start at 11 or noon. I'm not positive, but I'll get something out to y'all about that.
All right, and then Henry Ford, November 2nd, 7 o'clock tip.
Yeah, that's a good class. We got Southwest Tennessee. I think our girls team's going to be good this year. I've watched them a couple times, and I think Hannah and her staff are doing a really good job with them.
All right. Greyhounds coach Pat Smith's been our guest. Thank you for your time.
I appreciate it, JB. Thank you very much. Look forward to working with Chris again.
We'll be back with more in a moment here on Information Radio Quicks.
We're told that mom knows best, but when it comes to clothes for me and my brother, let's be serious. We know what we like, but you won't find us at the mall. That's not my thing.
Our kids love Kids Caboose. Kids Caboose carries gently used clothing in all the latest styles. We can save up to 70% off of mall prices. Check out all the latest specials on the Kids Caboose Facebook page. Kids Caboose in historic downtown Moberly, the largest children's store in north central Missouri.
Game show on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. Joins now first-year head coach Hannah Hayden. Coach, getting excited?
Yes, we are. We're counting down. It's finally here.
Expectations going into tonight's game?
Our biggest thing is really buying into the three things that we've been talking about this preseason, which is our team defense, our rebounding, and being disciplined on the offensive end to take good shots. So other than that, I mean, it's our first time ever, you know, in front of our Greyhound fans, so we really just want to give them a good brand of basketball to watch.
Marshalltown with a smaller roster, but much like you, with only one sophomore coming back from last year's team.
Exactly. Yep. Just one returner, so it'll be a lot of new faces for them and figuring some things out. So, you know, two new teams taking on each other.
How deep's your rotation tonight? Is that still going to fluctuate as we get deeper into the season?
It's going to be a little shorter tonight. It's going to be about eight players.
Is everyone relatively healthy for you?
Yes, besides Taylor Lawson Hicks, everybody else is still healthy.
All right, anything else you want Lady Hounds fans to know before I let you go?
Nope, I think that's it.
All right, Hannah Hayden, head coach of the Lady Greyhounds, has been our guest. We'll have your starting lineups coming up next here on Information Radio Quicks.
This is Bobby at Arts in Moberly. You, your mom, and even your grandmother had a long-lasting Maytag washer. Maytag is known for dependability and the Maytag repairman with nothing to do. Come in and check out the new extra-large capacity Maytag washer and dryer, now with a full 5-year parts and labor warranty. Nobody builds a better, more dependable washer and dryer, and now with a 5-year warranty. Check it out today at Arts Appliance Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly and artsappliance.com.
Whatever you need, you'll find it at Arts.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
You sell insurance?
Sure we do.
I'll hop out of the pond and be right over.
Pond? Well, wait a minute. Is this that talking turtle again?
Yeah, and I'm tired of those ninja turtles bragging about how much they're saving on insurance.
Well, we've got the insurance you need, but if you're a turtle worried about keeping up with the ninjas, I don't think I can help you.
You're the place with something for everyone?
Well, I don't think a turtle counts as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Since 1964, Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111, and we like turtles, too.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
So here on Information Radio Quicks, J.B. Conley with you as we get ready for the start of the 2018-19 season. Lady Hounds about to be introduced to the crowd here. Let's give the starting lineups. First four, the visitors from Marshalltown, Iowa. Tigers playing their first game of the season as well. Their starting lineup looks like this. A guard of 5'9 freshman from Chicago, Illinois. Number 22, Dana Stokes. And forward, a 5'8 freshman from Grand Junction, Iowa, number 32, Lauren Lyons. At guard, a 5'6 sophomore from Barcelona, Spain, number 33, Anna Jamandreo. At guard, a 5'4 freshman from Premio de Alt, Spain, number 35, Clara Solsona. And at center, 6'0 freshman from Inverness, Florida, number 40, Danielle Smith. Tigers coached by Steve Garber, his sixth season. The assistant is Terrence Williams, second. And for your Lady Greyhounds, the starters at guard, a 5'4 sophomore from El Paso, Texas, number 2, Lex Singleton. At guard, a 5'7 freshman from East St. Louis, Illinois, number 4, Casey Newson. At guard, a 5'9 freshman from Miami, Florida, number 5, Zara Daniel. At guard, a 5'9 freshman from Summit, Illinois, number 21, Shatori Tyler. And at forward, 6'1 sophomore from St. Louis, the lone remaining returning Lady Hound, number 32, Crochet Wilkes. Lady Hounds coached by Hannah Hayden, her first season. The assistants, Lacey Shalenko and Jalisa Mitchell. And we hope you're coming out to the game tonight bringing a canned food item or cash donation for the Food Bank of Central and Northeast Missouri. Ranchers are partner with that on tonight. They'll match all the food donations. Every dollar you bring can be turned into $21 worth of food for the area food bank. So we invite you to come out tonight as part of our Alpha Midi Cares promotion. Marshalltown in the gray and green uniforms with white numerals. Gray trim. They'll be going right to left. Lady Hounds in the home grays with the white numerals. The red trim going left to right. Thank you for joining us tonight. And a jump center will be Wilkes for Moberly. Lined up across from Danielle Smith for Marshalltown. Good crowd on hand for this one. Independence women beats Swick 73-56. Southwest Tennessee beat Linkier Prep 83-79. The men's game tap here is controlled by Moberly. Grabbed by Newsom. Passes it off into the backcourt. Singleton drives up to the right elbow. Pass back to the near side of the floor for Newsom. Newsom on the wing, dribbling towards the top of the key. Ball swung to the left side of the floor. Daniel with it for three. Bang! We're out of the gate! 9:44 remaining in the first. Moberly leading 3-0. Sasota in the backcourt. We'll cross the timeline near side where she's picked up by Singleton. Moberly starting out man-to-man defense. Ball swung near side of the floor for Stokes. Back up to the top of the key. Right side for Lyons. Off to the right side. Three on the way from the corner. Will not go for Stokes. Rebound controlled by Moberly. Grabbed by Wilkes. She'll get it off near side for Singleton. Front court right side. Up to the top of the key. Dribbling. Pass goes left side for Newsom. Back to the top of the key. Singleton holds the ball. Now pass comes right side of the floor for Daniel. Feeds it inside. Jumper is too strong by Tyler. Rebound controlled by Marshalltown. Solsona will bring it into the front court, far sideline. Ball swung to the near side now for Solsona. Off to her left. Stokes on the dribble. Top of the key. Stops there. Pass swung right side. Solsona with it. 13 off the shot clock. Three in the way by Solsona. Off the heel. No good. Rebound controlled for Moberly by Tyler. And a double dribble is going to be called on Tyler as Camandreo was guarding her. She brought it up the floor. That'll be Marshalltown ball in the front court of the near sideline. 8:47 remaining in the first quarter. Moberly leading 3-0. Inbounds pass comes into Solsona. Has it between the circles, working to her right. Ball fed right side, holding it there. Lyons at the wing. Feeds it down to the baseline for Jamandreo. Inside to Smith, 10 feet from the basket. Backs in on her defender. Wilkes off the window, gets the roll. 3-2. Front court is Singleton between the circles, dribbling to her left. Calling for some help. Now dribbles to her right. Not much motion right now. Singleton still dribbling, 18 on the shot clock, top of the key. Ball knocked out of the hands of Daniel. She chases it down midcourt. Back to the left side, Singleton. Dribbles to her left, working to the corner. Gives it back to the near side. Daniel dribbling with 8 on the shot clock. Near the left elbow, pass comes right side. 3 on the way by Newsom. Is an air ball too far? It'll go out of bounds. And it'll be Marshalltown ball with 7:56 remaining. In the first quarter, Moberly leading 3-2. Solsona dribbling in the backcourt, guarded by Singleton, crosses the timeline far side, now picks up her dribble, pass comes to the jump circle for Jamandreo. Near side for Stokes in the lane, pass goes right side, reversed outside, three on the way by Solsona, off the heel, no good, rebound tipped around, Wilkes tips it out, but it's grabbed by Smith for Marshalltown. Her pass deflected out of bounds by Moberly's Newsom, it will stay with the Tigers. Moberly leading 3-2, 7:34 remaining in the first quarter. Inbounds pass will come near side from Dana Stokes. Up at the top of the key for Danielle Smith. Out to Solsona. Back to Smith between the circles. Left side for Solsona. Off to her left for Stokes. Stokes tried to feed it inside. Ball deflected. Loose ball picked up by Wilkes in front of the pack. Had to chase it to the sideline. Lost the handle. Lost it out of bounds as she recovered. Far sideline then started to drive towards the basket. And the ball got away from her. Went out of bounds. It'll be Marshalltown ball. 7:17 remaining in the first quarter. Lady Hounds leading by a score of 3-2. Solsona dribbling in the backcourt. Gets it to the front court near side. Jamandreo into the left corner. Passes too high for Stokes. Out of bounds in the corner. Moberly ball. 7:09 remaining. First quarter, first game for Hannah Hayden and her assistants as head coach at Moberly. Lex Singleton into the front court for the Lady Hounds. Dribbles around the arc left side. Stops. Now picks up. Girl feeds inside. Gives it back out. Newsom between the circles. Right side. Singleton with it. Shot clock at 12. Back to the left side of the floor for Newsom. Into the corner, and we get a whistle. And wave off the shot. Lane violation to call against Moberly. Lady Hounds will press. Inbounds pass comes to Solsona. Dribbling in the backcourt, guarded by Singleton. Pass to the near side. Jelmandreo to the front court. Back to Solsona. Drives the lane to the rack. Left side layup. Left short. Wilkes with the rebound for Moberly. She'll leave it off for Newsom into the front court. Newsom to the free throw line. Passes into the left corner. Jumper for three is an air ball left short. Put back. It's going to have a tie up. Off the miss shot. The foul is going to be called. It's on Solsona. That'll be her first team first. Miss shot by Newsom in the corner. Inbounds pass comes near side for Singleton. Picks up her dribble, kicks it right side. Three on the way. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Danielle Smith. Off miss by Tyler. Front court, right side, Lions with long pass to the near side for Stokes. Stokes feeds it low post. Jelmandreo backs in on her defender, Danielle, and it'll be a 3-second violation. She couldn't go right, couldn't go left, and didn't get rid of the ball in time. Akilah Anderson will come in for the first time for Moberly. As Wilkes will take a seat. Anderson, 5'9 freshman from Chicago, Illinois. 4 minutes in, Moberly leading 3-2. Singleton into the front court, top of the key, dribbles to her left, feeds it left side for Newsom. Deep off the wing. Holds it, zips past the near side. Three by Singleton. Off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped after the free throw line. Couple Tigers run into each other. Solsona picks it up. Solsona into the front court, carried it off her hip. They're going to call a foul. Should have been a double dribble. Foul on Newsom, her first team foul number one. So Sona will inbound from the baseline, near side of the basket. Feeds it off into the right corner. Quick three by Stokes. Too strong. Rebound on the near side. Get pulled by Singleton for Moberly. Up the floor. Three on two. Singleton into the key. Jumper from eight is good. Lex Singleton getting her first collegiate points for the Lady Hounds. 5-2. 5:25 remaining. Ball deflected midcourt. Stolen by Daniel. Daniel in front of the pack to the rack. Lays it up and in. She has five. The lead is five. 5:15 remaining in the first. Lady Hounds up 7-2. Pass comes near side. Stokes will step into a three. Off the front iron, no good. Rebound chased down to the far side by Lyons in the corner. She'll drive back in the lane. Pass comes near side. Stokes gives it back out. Dribbling near the top of the key, Solsona. Spin move to her left in the lane. No look pass back to the right side. Smith jumper from 12 on the baseline is good. She has all four for Marshalltown. 4:50 remaining in the first. Moberly leading 7-4. Singleton into the front court. Stops near the elbow. Pass comes into the right corner. Three on the way by Daniel. Bang! She has eight. The lead is six. 4:34 remaining in the first. Into the front court. Jelmandreo with it. Off to Solsona. Line catch top of the key. Near side Stokes dribbling to her right. Stops near the free throw line. Jumper off mark left. Rebound controlled by Daniel again for Moberly. Her pass was deflected and taken away by Lauren Lyons. She feeds Solsona. Her jumper over Daniel Lane was short. Goes out of bounds. Moberly ball. Casey Holmes will check into the game for Moberly. Ava Carbeo will check into the game for Marshalltown. She replaces Stokes. Daniel gets a well-deserved rest. 4:05 remaining here in the first quarter. Moberly up 10-4. Pass comes right side of the floor. Holmes with it. Back up to the top of the key. Newsom dribbles to her left. Her pass deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Moberly. As Carbeo deflected it away. Singleton will trigger far sideline. Gets into Newsom between the circles left side. Pass comes right side. Does get through for Holmes, and then we get a whistle, a foul. We'll call a reach here. Carveo picks up her first team foul, number two. Inbounds pass to come baseline, far side from Singleton. Top of the key, Stokes drives the lane. Fort dishes off, last second shot is up and in. Stokes will get the assist, the basket by Anderson. 12-4 in favor of the Lady Hounds. 3:34 remaining in the first quarter. Carveo into the front court. A reach will be called on Holmes. Her first team foul, number two. 3.5 minutes remaining in the first. We'll have the men's game coming up a little bit later tonight. Starting the season with Henry Ford out of Michigan. 12-4. 3:30 remaining here in the first quarter. So Sosota near midcourt. Started by Singleton. Pass comes to the near side of the floor. Carveo with it. Into the free throw line. Danielle Smith. Gives it back out. Sosota, long three off the glass. It's good. Her first points, the freshman from Spain. 12-7. 3:11 remaining in the first quarter. Singleton at the free throw line. Left side of the elbow now. Bounces off left side of the floor. Three on the way. Off the rim. Too strong by Newsom. Rebound controlled by Marshalltown. Pass up court. Sosota trying to feed it back to the right side. The Lions threw it away. Mobley ball. Zara Daniel back into the game. As Newsom will get a breather. And Carla Quiada, 5'6 freshman from Barcelona, will check in for the Tigers, replacing Clara Sosona. 2:55 remaining in the first quarter. Lady Hounds lead 12-7. Singleton front court leaves it back outside. Ball reversed to the right side now. On the dribble, Holmes gives it back outside. Reversed to the right side again. Three on the way is too strong by Tyler off to the right. The rebound controlled by the Tigers. Carveo into the front court. Lost the ball. It's loose on the floor. Mobley comes up with it. Into the front court, Holmes. Holmes near the line. In the lane. Shot up and in. She took it in over Smith. Casey Holmes with her first points. 14-7. At a timeout will be taken by Marshalltown. We're going to take a break as well. 2:22 remaining in the first quarter. Lady Hounds up 14-7. Back in 30 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
MizuMac offers the best of both worlds. MizuMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Live on campus at Mizzou and attend classes at both institutions. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MizuMac student today at macc.edu.
Back, JB Conley with you. 2:22 remaining in the first quarter. Lady Hounds lead 14-7. Sorry, Daniel with eight here in the early going for Moberly. Tigers with the ball coming out of the timeout. Lower Lions will inbound baseline to our right. Inbounds pass will come in to Calmandreo. Dribbling in the backcourt, guarded by Daniel. Pass into the front court, finds Guiada. Near side of the floor. And this is a two, toes on the line, good by Lyons. Her first points, freshman from Grand Junction, Iowa, 14-9. Singleton to the front court for the Lady Hounds. At the top, the key pass left side, and a foul's going to be called. This goes on Eva Carveo, her second. She'll come out. Sosota back into the game. Mobley's going to get Newsom back in for Singleton. 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Inbounds pass will come from the far sideline. Newsom will get it in. Gets in left side of the floor. Holmes with it. To the right, Newsom in the lane. Pops from six, too strong. Rebound controlled by Mobley. Put back up and in. Getting the roll that time was Anderson. She has four. 16-9, 1:45 remaining in the first. So Sosota front court near side. Dribbling left, dribbling right. Gives off to Quiada. Now at the elbow right side lines, kicks out three on the way, will not go for Sosota. Rebound controlled by Mobley, 1:30 remaining. And they're going to call a carry on Anderson as she burned, excuse me, on Holmes as she burned up the floor. Tigers ball, 1.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Inbounds pass comes in to Solsona near midcourt. Right side of the floor finds Quiotta. Back up to the top of the key with the Irvin Singer first action. Near side of the floor now for Gumandreo. Into the line. Dishes off last second. The jumper won't go by Irvin for point blank. Rebound controlled by Moberly. Into the front court, Tyler, top of the key. Bounce pass right side for Daniel. Drives into lane around two defenders off the glass. Spins too hard out. And rebound controlled by the Tigers. Into the front court, near side, Solsona. Runner right hand from the left side, no good. The rebound controlled by Moberly with numbers. 3-on-1. Dish comes near side. Shot up and in by Tyler. The assist by Holmes. 18-9 in favor of Lady Hounds. Their largest lead under a minute to go in the first quarter. Brought into the front court, right side for Solsona. Comes back out. Quiotta with it. Near the free throw line, right side Solsona. 16 on the shot clock, 34 seconds left in the quarter. Quiotta top of the key. Drives in, now gives it back out to the free throw line. Irvin drives left side. Her shot partially deflected and rebound taken away as well for Moberly. Into the front court with it after the rebound is Holmes. Pulls up from the free throw line, left it short. Chases down her own rebound with 16 seconds left in the quarter and she's fouled. They call the foul on Casey Holmes. That'll be her second, team foul number 3, going for the loose ball. So Marshalltown will have it, but the shot clock's turned off. 16 seconds remaining in the quarter. Wilkes back into the game for Moberly. Solsona. They want to take 2 seconds off the clock. It didn't start on time. Now we'll do it again. Gelandreo will inbound, far sideline. Comes in. Solsona front court, far sideline, down to 12. Still dribbling near midcourt, down to 10. Pass goes right side, flew out at the wing, down to 6. The free throw line, Irvin. Long 2 won't go, rebound Moberly. And they'll just run out the clock. 3 at the buzzers, make off target. After one quarter, Moberly leads 18-9. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Seidenstricker has been providing quality service and support to our customers for 75 years. Preventative maintenance is the key to keeping your equipment running. Right now, sign up for a winter service package by December 1st, and you can win a new John Deere S240 lawn tractor. Can't bring your equipment to the shop? That's okay. We'll come to you. Schedule now for free pickup and delivery within 50 miles of a Seidenstricker location. Visit us online at Seidenstrickers.com.
No purchase necessary. Lawn tractor giveaway sign-up deadline ends 12/1/18. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses. Thank them for making this broadcast possible. KB Tire and Auto, Arts, Appliance, Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring, Thomas Motors, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance Agency, B. Craft Jewelers, Kids Caboose, all with Moberly. Failing Small Engine of Salisbury, PK Wise Agency in Moberly, and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury, your independent insurance agents. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.com. MACC, the college for you in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Marshalltown balls. We start the second quarter. Moberly leading 18-9. It'll be a backcourt violation on the inbounds pass. It was inbounded into the backcourt, but apparently not done properly. So it'll be Moberly ball. And we get a travel call on the near side. May have been a makeup call because I didn't see a backcourt violation. I saw a clean inbounds pass on the far side. It's going to be Marshalltown ball, 9:52 remaining here in the first half. Solsona into the front court, guarded by Singleton. Passes off to the near side. Crossing to right, John Mandreo dishes off. Three by Quiada. In and out of the cylinder, no good. Rebound controlled by Daniel for Moberly. Into the front court, Newsom. Top of the key, dribbling right. Stops at the elbow. Needs some help. Gives it back out to the top key. Three Mathis in for the first time. Three from the left side is good for Lex Singleton. She has five now, 21-9 in favor of Lady Hounds. 9:20 remaining. Here in the first half, past the near side. Not expecting it was Javondreo. She saves on the near sideline. Dribbles to her left. Dishes off to Stokes. Back to the right side. Solsona dishes to her right for Smith. Baseline jumper from 12. Won't get the roll. Rebound controlled by Mathis. Mathis stumbling to the floor as she runs up floor. Lost control of the ball. Pass goes the other way. And the layup is there by Solsona. Probably should have been a foul. Was it called? 21-11, 8:50 remaining here in the first half. Singleton into the front court. Leaves outside Mathis. Bounce pass to the right side. Three on the way. Will not go for Daniel. The rebound controlled by Marshalltown. Solsona into the near court. Pass to the near side. Won't go for Quiada. Rebound controlled by Moberly. Long pass up the floor. Does get through. Moberly with numbers to the rack. The layup will not go for Newsom. The putback draws a foul. Two free throws coming up. The foul called on Dana Stokes will be her first. Team foul number one this quarter. At the line will be Shea Wilkes. She was 19 of 33 from the stripe last year, 58%. Averaged 1.7 points per game for Lady Hounds. Appeared in 27 of them. First free throw is no good. Only returning player from last year's national tournament qualifier. Second free throw. Off the rim. Gets the roll. Inbounds pass comes into Quiada. Back to the near side. Solsona into the front court. Ball deflected. Harris tips it away into the hands of Singleton. Singleton in the lane. Dishes left side. Strong move to the rack and losing the ball out of bounds was Newsom. Early going. Lady Hounds playing with a lot of energy, a lot of skill, but ball handling has been a little bit of an issue here in the first 12 minutes of play. Quiada, false one around the perimeter, near side now for Stokes. Dribbles to her left, feeds it back to her right. Solsona has it stolen away, up the floor, Daniel to the rack herself, lays it up and in. Zara Daniel with 10. Moberly by 13, 24-11, 7:45 remaining in the first. Calmetreo into the front court, pass goes right side, finds Solsona. Off to her right. Smith on baseline, 10 feet out, backs it on Wilkes. Backs to the low block, shot no good. Rebound, Wilkes couldn't find it. Smith ends up with it in a double team. Shot up and in, count it one. Chance for a three-point play for Danielle Smith. The foul will be on Wilkes. That's her first. Team foul number one here in the second quarter. Into the game for Moberly, Akilah Anderson, 5'9 freshman from Chicago. Wilkes will have a seat. Danielle Smith, 6'0 freshman from Inverness, Florida. Her free throw attempt pops out, rebound controlled by Mathis. She'll dribble into the front court, has it top of the key, working left side, drives to the basket, fouls call, or are they going to wave off the shot? They're going to call her for a travel. Marshalltown ball, 7:20 remaining in the first half. Coming up at halftime, we'll get our pregame interview with Pat Smith here, the preseason interview during our extended pregame show. 7:13 and counting left here in the second quarter. Right side of the floor, Quiada, and they're going to call a foul. Reaching in was Casey Newsom. That'll be her second. Team foul number two. And checking in will be Shania Liburd. Placing Newsom. Liburd, 5'7 freshman from St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. Past the near side, stolen by Daniel. Daniel up the floor, one on one to the rack. Steps around her defender, and she was fouled by Solsona, her second personal. Team foul number two. Daniel is grimacing a little bit. Okay, enough to shoot the free throws. I'm not sure she wants to come out of the game, but she may have hit the floor a little bit harder than she would have liked. Her first free throw is good. Daniel, game high 11 points now. One more attempt coming up. Second free throw on its way. Off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Moberly. Grabbing it on the baseline was Anderson. Ball swung out near side. Mathis drives in. Her shot left short. Rebound Smith. A little bit of a tough shot to make. 25-13 in favor of Moberly. 6:49 remaining in the half. Baseline jumper gets the roll for Guiada. Her first points. 25-15, front court near side. On the dribble is Liebert into the lane. Her layup won't go. Rebound Smith. Her pass stolen away by Singleton. Singleton gives it back out. Mathis steps into a three but wave it off. She traveled before the shot. Shatori Tyler will check back in for the Lady Hounds. She'll give Ree Mathis a break, the freshman from St. Louis. 6:27 remaining in the first half. Lady Hounds up 25-15. Front court right side of the floor. On the dribble is Cuiada. Off to her right now. Chalmandreo drives the lane left side. Off the glass too strong. Rebound controlled by Mobley. Grabbed by Anderson. She'll find Singleton into the front court. Singleton drives right side to the rack. Lays it up and in. Lex with 7. 27-15. 6 minutes remaining in the first half. Into the front court, right side of the floor, Jamandreo. Swung to the near side, Lyons with it. Off to her left now, Stokes. Back up to the top of the key, right side, Smith. Off to her right now, Jamandreo. Off to her right, and a foul is going to be called. Anderson commits the foul. That is her first, team foul number 3. .543 remaining in the first half. Inbounds pass will come in from Jamandreo, baseline far side. Off to her right for Stokes, back to Jamandreo in the corner. Goes up to the top of the key, throws it off, right side. Going back out, Stokes for three, off the glass is the second one they've banged in. Off the window, Stokes first points of the game. 27-18, 5:26 remaining here in the first half. Top of the key, it's Liebert. Swings it left. Singleton back to the top of the key, fed inside, back to the near side. Liebert for three, off the rim short. Rebound Moberly. Ball swung back into Liebert, off the glass, won't go. This time the rebound controlled by Marshalltown. Lyons into the front court. Now Chalmandreo. Dribbles right side, pass comes up top of the key, now comes back out. Lyons swings to the near side for Stokes. Ball fed inside, deflected and taken away by Tyler. Singleton into the front court. Dish comes right side. Liebert long two. Left it short. Rebound controlled by Danielle Smith. 4:36 and counting. Left in the first half. Long pass up the floor. Shot off the window. Somehow up and in by Lauren Lyons. That's four. And Moberly is going to take a timeout. We're going to take a 30-second break as well. Lady Hounds leading 27-20. You're listening to Lady Hounds basketball on AM 1230, KWIX Moberly 92.5, KWIX FM Cairo, and CentralMoInfo.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, hair embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Come back. You're listening to Lady Hounds basketball on Information Radio Quicks. 4:28 remaining in the first half. Moberly up 27-20. Inbounds pass will come into Singleton, accompanied up the floor by Tyler. Into the front court, left side for Mathis. Dribbling to her right, she's called for a travel, and she doesn't believe the call. I'm not sure I believe the call. Stokes will inbound from the far sideline. Gives it to Jalmandreo, crosses into the front court. Guarded by Singleton. Singleton will pick her pocket. Picks it up on the near sideline, gives it back up top of the key. Mathis in the lane, around two defenders. Off the glass, it's good. Ray Mathis getting her first point, sounds like Lady Greyhound. And they'll call a foul, a block against Lex Singleton in the backcourt. It'll be her first foul, team foul number four. 4:04 remaining in the first half. Lady Hounds up 29-20. Bounce pass backcourt for Jalmandreo. Guarded by Singleton. Into the front court, near side. Gives off to Stokes. Near side of the floor. Nearly a steal by Daniel. Runner in the lane. Will not go for Cuyada. Rebound controlled by Moberly. Mathis into the front court right side. Drives the lane. Splits two defenders. Scoop shot won't go. Rebound in traffic. Controlled by Wilkes. Her shot won't go. Rebound fought for. We'll have a foul called on Wilkes, I believe, coming over the back. That's going to bring up shots at the other end of the floor. That is the fifth team foul. The personal was on Wilkes, her second. .29-23, .37 remaining here in the first half. Independence Women beats Southwestern Illinois 73-56 in the first game of the day. First free throw is good. One more attempt coming up for Jalmandreo. Second free throw off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Moberly. 29-21. Front court left side, Mathis. Head fakes the three, dribbles in the lane. Now pass comes right side, and lane violation will be called on Wilkes. Checking into the game for the Lady Hounds will be Akilah Anderson. 29-21, 3:24. Remaining the first, and a travel be called at midcourt as Jalmandreo caught the ball without seeing what was in front of her. As she turned, she ran right into Lady Hounds defense. Mathis will inbound near sideline and gets into Singleton. 3:18 remaining in the half. Mathis left side. Splits two defenders. Off the glass, no good. Tips the own rebound to herself. Now he's up in the hands of Anderson, and she's called for a travel. Marshalltown ball, 3:09 remaining first half. 29-21 in favor of Moberly. Don't forget, we've got the men's game coming up after this. They'll take on Henry Ford out of Dearborn, Michigan. Jalmandreo into the front court. Left side, and she is called for the carry. Moberly ball. Mathis will inbound. Singleton into the front court between the circles, dribbling to her right. Now swings the left side, Mathis. Into the corner, finds Daniel. Daniel back up to the top of the key. Tyler couldn't hang on to it, and she couldn't save it from going into the backcourt despite her best effort. Neither team putting much value on the rock right now. Stokes will inbound. And it will come in, near side. Jalmandreo with it, dribbling to her right. Gives it off for Cuyada. Near the free throw line, gives it back outside now. Jalmandreo with it, 19 on the shot clock. Off to her right for Irvin, back to the near side. Three on the way by Lyons is good. She has seven to lead the Tigers. 29-24, 2:26 remaining here in the first. Singleton, top of the key, left side for Mathis. Left corner, three on the way, off the rim, will not go for Daniel. Put back underneath, is up and in, count the bucket for Shatori Tyler. She has four. At the other end, it's Cuyada with the corner, gives it back out. Irvin, now top of the key, it's Lyons. Back to the right side, Cuyada for three. Off the heel, too strong, rebound controlled by Singleton for Moberly. And she's called for a double dribble. 31-24, 1:56 remaining in the first. Casey Newsom will come in, replacing Tyler. Inbounds pass will come in. Chalmers Grayo with it. Finds Irvin. Lines to the near side. Now finds Stokes. Ball tipped loose. Taken away by Mobley at midcourt. Up the floor to the rack. Off the glass. It's good for Anderson. She has 6, 33, 24, 135 remaining in the half. Marshalltown got it down to 5. Mobley trying to extend the lead here. Front court right side. John Andreo. Near side for Stokes. Stokes crosses to her right. Feeds into the corner for Irvin. Irvin back to the near side, three on the way, off the rim, too strong by Lyons, rebound Mobley, grabbed by Singleton, 1:14 remaining in the half. Front court right side in the corner is Newsom, gives it back out, Singleton left side of the floor. Three on the way by Mathis, spins out of the cylinder, no good, rebound Marshalltown, 1:03 left in the half. Front court right side to the rack, Stokes lays it up and in, she has 5. 33-26, 52 seconds remaining in the first half. Into the front court, Singleton right side. Off to her right for Newsom. Back up to the top of the key. Driving right, Mathis to the rack, lays it up and in. She has 4, 35, 26, 37 seconds remaining in the half. Right side of the floor, Cuyada dribbles to her left. Picks up her dribble, passes to the near side for Stokes. About 8 seconds difference between the two clocks. Ball fed inside. Irvin shot off the glass, too strong. Rebound controlled by Mobley Anderson with it. Shot clock's turned off, 15 seconds remaining in the half. Singleton, top of the key. Still dribbling with 8, feeds it left side. Mathis, fed in the left corner. Baseline jumper inside the arc is up and in for Newsom. Her first points. And at the half, it is Mobley 37, Marshalltown 26. We'll take a 2-minute break, be back with the halftime show. You're listening to Lady Hounds Basketball on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
This is Bobby at Arts in Moberly. You, your mom, and even your grandmother had a long-lasting Maytag washer. Maytag is known for dependability and the Maytag repairman with nothing to do. Come in and check out the new extra-large capacity Maytag washer and dryer, now with a full 5-year parts and labor warranty. Nobody builds a better, more dependable washer and dryer, and now with a 5-year warranty. Check it out today at Arts Appliance Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly and artsappliance.com.
Whatever you need, you'll find it at Arts.
Your diamond ring is worth more than just dollars and cents. And if you look down one day and found your diamond missing...
Well, that doesn't have to happen. Hi, this is Chris at Beecraft Jewelers in downtown Moberly. Diamonds don't wear out, but the mountings are set in due.
Don't gamble with your diamond jewelry. See Chris with Beecraft Jewelry in downtown Moberly for a free safety inspection today.
Repair of damaged or worn prongs are inexpensive compared to the loss and heartache you could suffer.
Have your diamond jewelry safety inspected today at Beecraft Jewelry in downtown Moberly.
It's free.
This is Bobby at Arts in Moberly. You, your mom, and even your grandmother had a long-lasting Maytag washer. Maytag is known for dependability and the Maytag repairman with nothing to do. Come in and check out the new extra-large capacity Maytag washer and dryer, now with a full 5-year parts and labor warranty. Nobody builds a better, more dependable washer and dryer, and now with a 5-year warranty. Check it out today at Arts Appliance Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly and artsappliance.com.
Whatever you need, you'll find it at Arts.
The Gravely Atlas is one mean, lean, working machine. It's the ultimate work vehicle, and right now, save big bucks during the Model Year Sales event at Failing Small Engine in Salisbury. This is Aaron, and through October 31st, save an additional $1,500 on the JSV 6000 and $1,000 on the JSV 3000. And that's in addition to 0% financing for up to 48 months. See it, drive it, buy it. Get your Atlas now at Failing Small Engine, Highway 24 West, Salisbury.
And welcome back to the Halftime Show, brought to you by Arts. Great brands, low prices, nice folks. Arts Appliance Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly. Visit them online at artappliancesandfurniture.com. Halftime, Lady Hounds leading by a score of 37-26. And take a look at the first half stats. It was Zara Daniel lead all scorers with 11 points for Moberly. Alexis Singleton had 7. Keela Anderson had 6. Bray Mathis and Shatori Tyler with 4 apiece. Casey Newsom had 2. Casey Holmes had 2. Shane Wilkes had 1. Marshalltown led by Lauren Lyons with 7 points. Danielle Smith had 6. Dana Stokes had 5 points along with Clara Solsona. And 2 points for Carla Cuiada and 1 point for Anna Jamandreo in the first half. Moberly leading 37-26. They took the early lead, have not trailed in this contest. Join us now to preview the men's contest. Head coach of the Greyhounds, Pat Smith. Coach, can't believe it's here already.
No, I tell you, time flies. You know, I told our guys this morning, you know, you get through August and September. October goes a little bit quicker, but, you know, November tends to really get here in a hurry, and now it flies because now we're playing game upon game. So I guess we'll exactly determine the next few days, next month, how good our preseason was.
Where do you make that transition from preseason practice to game week practice? Was it Monday or Tuesday of this week? Was it last part of last week? Or is there a set point where you
There's not really a set point. You know, we just kind of practice. I mean, we even during the preseason, we would do our regular game before day before a game, which is a little bit less contact, a lot of shooting, a lot of dummy offense. We started that even with our jamborees and our scrimmages. So not much of a change. You know, the only thing you strategically try to do throughout the year, because it is a long year, there's a lot of games, determine exactly when you can give your kids some time off because they need to get away from it. So I'm really hoping we can take care of business tonight, tomorrow night, two very good teams, and, you know, that would be a great start to our season, JB.
I imagine a lot of new faces, obviously. October's the time to teach them and make sure they learn the system and your expectations going into the year.
No doubt, no doubt, and that's what we've tried to do. You know, I feel like we've had some good points. I mean, for what it's worth, we went undefeated preseason, but the real game starts now. We got a good Henry Ford team in here tonight. Our ability to do the what I call the three E's, effort, execution, every time. You know, we got to be there. We're not there yet. And to be honest with you, I felt this way now. Well, the way I feel tonight is I just wish we had everything a little bit more ready. But I think it's a 36th year I've thought that. If that makes any sense. I mean, it's every year, you know, I'm thinking, hey, I wish I had our 1-2-2 zone in. I wish we were a little bit better at what we call our 22 press. We could use it as a compliment. And we're going to throw it out there something tonight. But, you know, to be honest, you try to get your base of your system in preseason, the base of your system. And so we try to get the major parts in, and now we've got to go ahead and hopefully it'll be good enough tonight, tomorrow night to get us through. And we've got to keep adding and tweaking a little bit to it.
Well, that's a great amount of curve then. How ready are they compared to the past few teams you've had here?
Oh, I'll tell you that tonight about 9:30. I mean, no idea. I mean, I think we're – let me tell you, you know, we've played pretty well preseason, but, you know, with the lights going on tonight, how are we going to play? I can't tell you for sure. Here's what I want us to do. Play hard, play smart, play together. You know, it's real easy to come out here the first game of the year and try to do too much. So my big thing tonight is exactly let's play hard. Let's really get after it defensively, but let's play simplistic. Let's not try to make great plays. Let's take what's there. And, you know, we've scored the ball really well preseason, and hopefully that'll continue tonight. I still think we have a long way to go defensively, and that's going to be kind of a test for us because, to be honest with you, the way this team plays tonight, you know, they won 25 games last year, I think, or 23 maybe. I don't know, some 23 or 25. They ended up getting to the Division II National Tournament. And, JB, that's a tough deal in Michigan because they have really good D2 basketball up there. It's all they've got. And they've got 3 starters back from that team. So, in terms of experience, they're probably a little bit more experienced than we are. But with that said, great opening game. Last year when we got slided on what I felt was not fair, but with the automatic bid, I did everything I could to up our schedule a notch. So, probably testimony to that is going to be this first weekend.
Obviously, nice to see a team that you don't normally see on the schedule in Henry Ford. I mean, you've expanded that search, I guess, a little bit for teams, but nice for the fans to see a different coach and maybe a different style of players and different group of local players. That
they play very similar. Was you here that day we scrimmaged Iowa Southwestern on a Sunday afternoon? They came in. Was you here that day? They came in and shot the lights out against us. Yeah. Being like 103-93. These guys are very similar in that they're going to play 4 guards. They're going to space the court out. They're really going to try to dribble drive us. They've got guys who are what I call multi-players in that they can shoot and slash. So, you know, we got to be good defensively. And that's got to start with our closeouts. We've got to do a good job of chasing them off the line and still keep the ball from attacking the basket. And that's not always easy to do. We weren't very good against Southwestern Iowa. But hopefully we'll be a little bit better tonight again.
A couple of weeks ago when I talked to you, you were bemoaning the number of injuries you had. So more than most years at this point. Are your guys getting healthier?
Yeah, Raekwon Drake's playing today. Now, how much will he play? Probably two and a half minutes at a time. I mean, and that, just a couple of stints. But getting him back is huge. I mean, because I think he just gives us another kid that can be a really, really good JUCO player. I mean, he's strong. He's athletic. So it's nice to have him back. We're probably as healthy, knock on wood, as we've been in some time. And that at least we got Raekwon back, and we feel like that, you know, the guys that have been healthy are still reasonably healthy, so we've been blessed.
Well, that's good. Anything else you want fans to know before I let you go?
No, it's just great to be out here. I realize our crowd will suffer a little bit tonight with the football, but, you know, it's a great way to open the season. As long as I'm at Moberly, I'll always try to open up with a home classic because I think our fans deserve that. And it looks like Coach Hayden and her outfit's playing pretty well tonight. So, you know, with that said, hopefully they'll get a win and we will too.
Yeah, I like the way they've started the season.
Yeah.
First half.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's kind of like us. I mean, you know, you just never know what you're going to get out of your kids first half, and I have not been able to see a lot of it, but it looks like they've played pretty well
so far. Coach Pat Smith has been our guest. We'll talk to you after the your contest.
JB, I want to thank Chris and your radio station and you for doing our games again. Thank you very much.
I enjoy doing it.
Okay. Thanks, JB.
Right. Thank you. Pat Smith, head coach of the Greyhounds. This squad tipping off probably a little after 7 o'clock tonight. It was scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip, but things have been running a little bit late here today. Half and half, Lady Hounds leading by a score of 37-26 over Marshalltown. The earlier games today, the Independence women beat Southwestern Illinois 73-56, and the Southwest Tennessee men held off Linkier Prep 83-79. We're going to take a 60-second break. Be back with more of the Halftime Report brought to you by Arts. You're listening to Lady Greyhounds basketball on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to CapitalMo.com.
We're told that Mom knows best, but when it comes to clothes for me and my brother, let's be serious. We know what we like, but you won't find us at the mall. That's not my thing.
Our kids love Kids Caboose. Kids Caboose carries gently used clothing in all the latest styles. We can save up to 70% off of mall prices. Check out all the latest specials on the Kids Caboose Facebook page. Kids Caboose in historic downtown Moberly, the largest children's store in North Central Missouri.
Brought to you by Arts. Great brands, low prices, nice folks. Arts Appliance Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly. Visit them online at artappliancesandfurniture.com. We've got high school football for you on our other stations tonight. If you're looking for the Moberly Spartans, they're taking on the Mexico Bulldogs. That game on Glory 97. Brad and Erica have that one. On the captain tonight, it's Macon and Lathrop. And Wednesday with the call. And over on Crest itself, Shelby at Scotland County. Scott Luddy has the call of that one. Tomorrow we'll have Mizzou at Florida football on the captain. Pregame at 1, kickoff at 3. Indianapolis at Truman will be on Crest. Pregame at 11:10, kickoff at noon. We'll have more basketball for you tomorrow night. Southwestern Illinois will be here to take on the Lady Hounds. Pregame scheduled for 4:50, tip at 5. And the men will take on Southwest Tennessee. Pregame scheduled for 6:50, tip at 7. And the Chiefs will be at Cleveland on Sunday. And we've got more Hounds and Lady Hounds basketball for you Tuesday night. We'll be here as John Wood comes to town for a doubleheader. Pregame 4:50, tip times 5 at 7. That'll be on Quicks. We will have election results on Crest starting about 7:30 Tuesday night. And Mizzou basketball will be home to take on Central Arkansas Tuesday night. They'll be on the captain starting at 6:30. That's going to do it for the Halftime Report, which has been brought to you by Arts. Great brands, low prices, nice folks. Arts Appliance Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly. Visit them online at artappliancesandfurniture.com. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the second half. Lady Hounds lead 37-26. You're listening to Lady Hounds Basketball on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
This is Bobby at Arts in Moberly. You, your mom, and even your grandmother had a long-lasting Maytag washer. Maytag is known for dependability and the Maytag repairman with nothing to do. Come in and check out the new extra-large capacity Maytag washer and dryer, now with a full 5-year parts and labor warranty. Nobody builds a better, more dependable washer and dryer, and now with a 5-year warranty. Check it out today at Arts Appliance Furniture, Electronics, and Flooring in Moberly and artsappliance.com.
Whatever you need, you'll find it at Arts.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
You sell insurance?
Sure we do.
I'll hop out of the pond and be right over.
Pond? Well, wait a minute. Is this that talking turtle again?
Yeah, and I'm tired of those ninja turtles bragging about how much they're saving on insurance.
Well, we've got the insurance you need, but if you're a turtle worried about keeping up with the ninjas, I don't think I can help you.
You're the place with something for everyone?
Well, I don't think a turtle counts as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Since 1964, Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111, and we like turtles, too.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
As we get ready for the second half here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com, Lady Hounds now going right to left. And the Tigers going left to right. Moberly leading Marshalltown 37-26. That 18-9 after one quarter. Second quarter went 19-7 in favor of the Lady Hounds. Moberly with the ball. Tyler inbounds to Singleton. Out there with Wilkes, Daniel, as well as Newsom. Ball swung in the left corner, comes back out. Singleton with the top of Newsom. Into the high post, and we get a 3-second violation. It's either Wilkes or Tyler who didn't get out in time. Marshalltown will inbound baseline to our left. Pass comes to midcourt where it's stolen away by Tyler. Feeds it back to the right side and a foul as Singleton caught the ball in the high post and fouled from behind by Dennis Stokes, who picks up her second personal team foul number one. 9:44 remaining third quarter, 37-26. Inbounds pass near side, low block, and shot up and in by Tyler, now has six. 39-26, matching the largest lead of the night. Front court, right side, Stokes. Brings it back out, Sosona with it. No one has more than two personal fouls for either team. Ball fed inside, off the window, shot up and in by Jemondrera. First bucket, just 3 points. 39-28. Right side of the floor, Daniel. Feeds into the right corner, comes back outside up to the top. Key now for Newsom. Near side of the floor, Daniel off to her left. Tyler gives it back out, Newsom. Top the key and knocked out of bounds by Stokes. It'll stay with Moberly. It's actually knocked all the way into the backcourt. Moberly will inbound down by the Marshalltown bench. Pass comes into Singleton. 8:57 remaining in the third quarter. Right side of the floor. Ball fed into the high post. Tyler couldn't hang on to it. Stolen by Marshalltown. Stokes up the floor. Feeds it up and Jelmandreo puts it up and in. 39-30. 8:44 remaining here in the third. Singleton into the front court near the top of the key. Right side of the floor. Daniel with it. Feeds it off to her right. Holding the ball overhead as Tyler gives it back up around the perimeter. Near the top of the key, near side of the now. Daniel with it. Off to her left. Tyler for three. Spins out, no good. Rebound controlled by Mobley underneath. Wilkes with it. Kicks out to the near side. Tyler again for three. No good. The rebound, Wilkes. The putback off the glass is good. Her first bucket. She has 3 points. 41-30. 8:07 remaining here in the third quarter. Top of the key. Javondre with it. Holds it. Gives it back left side of the floor. Solsona with it. Drives the lane left side. Off the glass too strong. Rebound Wilkes. She'll give it back into the front court. Singleton right side. Working to her right. Drives the lane to the rack. Her shot off the bottom of the rim. She was fouled. Two free throws coming up. Danielle Smith picks up her first. Team foul number two. 7:48 remaining here in the third quarter. Mobley up 41-30. Singleton with 7 points on the evening already. First free throw, no good. 5'4 sophomore from El Paso, Texas. Ree Mathis checks in. The freshman from St. Louis replaces Daniel. Second free throw on its way. Spins off, no good. Rebound controlled by Mathis. The putback is too strong. Rebound controlled by Smith. 41-30. Ball deflected. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Marshalltown. 7:38 remaining in the third quarter. First of two tonight here on Quicks. Inbounds pass, lopped into the high post for Smith. Gives it back out. Solsona with it. The near side for Jamandreo. Back to Solsona. Left side, Jamandreo with it. Off to her left, Stokes. Back to the near side. Solsona, 10 on the shot clock. Solsona traveled. Moberly ball, 7:24 remaining in the first half. Singleton will get into the front court for the Lady Hounds. Up to the top of the key. Lob pass into the high post. Jumper there by Mathis. Won't get the roll. Rebound Smith for the Tigers. Left side of the floor, Lyons into the front court. And she double dribbled, lost it off her knee. 41-30, 7:07 remaining here in the third quarter. Front court right side of the floor. It's Tyler off to her right. Along the baseline, Mathis feeds it inside. Nothing there. Kicks out top of the key. Three on the way. Bang! Newsom with the triple. 44-30. 6:50 remaining. Here in the third quarter, Mobley with its largest lead. A travel called on Solsona at midcourt. Mobley ball. Eva Carbeo would check into the game. Solsona will sit down. Carbeo's had most of the first half with two quick fouls. 6:46 remaining. Here in the third. Three on the way. Pops out. No good by Tyler. And a whistle on the rebound. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Marshalltown ball. Carbeo bringing up the near sideline. Into the front court right side. Still dribbling. And she was bumped. Got a little bit of a hip check from Marie Mathis. That'll be her first. Team foul number one. Stokes will inbound near side. Ball deflected out of bounds by Tyler. We'll stay with Marshalltown, this time now at midcourt. Stokes will trigger from in front of the scorer's table. Gets into Carbeo. Tries to split two defenders. Does get through into the right corner. Now feeds it inside. Ball deflected. They're going to call a reach on Wilkes. That is her third personal. Team foul number two. And Keela Anderson will come in to replace her. 6:28 remaining third quarter. 44-30. Fighting for the inbounds pass. Comes out to the top of the key. Driving into Stokes. Has her pass swatted away. Loose ball picked up by Moberly. Singleton, long pass up the floor. Driving to the rack. Shot off the windows. Too strong by Newsom. Rebound tipped around. Grabbed by Smith for Marshalltown. 6:11 remaining, third quarter. Into the high post, Smith. Swings it left side. Now gets it back. Free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound fought for. Marshalltown has it. The ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers. 5:59 remaining, third quarter. Lady Hounds with their largest lead of the night, 44-30. They're up 11 at halftime. Inbounds pass. Comes out top of the key right side for Jama Andrea. Over to Smith. Left side for Lyons. Off to her left now. Stokes with it. Back to the near side of the floor. Smith swings it to her right. Jama Andrea. 15 on the shot clock. Left side Lyons. Jama Andrea again. Down to 10. Holds the ball. Feeds it low post for Smith. Her shot rejected by Mathis. Loose ball picked up by Anderson. She'll find Singleton. Front court near side. Mathis to the rack in traffic. And they're called block underneath. Lauren Lyons slow to get up. She's wearing a knee brace. I'm not sure it was her knee, though. She's holding it to the small of her back as she's rolled over onto her stomach. She was called for the foul. That is her first, team third. We're going to take a timeout with 5:28 remaining in the third quarter, 44-30. Back in 30 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
And welcome back, J.B. Conley with you. Lauren Lyons being helped over to the bench. Maybe dealing with several things right now. She's got her left arm being held up. Part of it just being assisted off, but it's being held in an awkward position. She was limping a bit. And she also started holding the middle of her back when play was stopped. She's being looked at right now. 5:28 remaining third quarter. Moberly leading 44-30 and going to line Ree Mathis with 4 points, shooting two. First free throw is too strong. Moberly is now 2 of 7 from the free throw line tonight. Second free throw off the rim short. The rebound controlled by Marshalltown. 44-30, 5:44 remaining. Here in the third quarter. Front court right side, John Mandreo with it. Ball swung left side of the floor. Whitney Irvin just came into the game. Holds the ball. Dribbles to her right. And she's called for a travel. She tried to step around Tyler. Zara Daniel back into the game. She'll replace Tyler. Marshalltown with only 8 players dressed, and Lyons was leading them in scoring until she came out of the game. Still leads them in scoring, but they're dealing with a numbers crisis right now. Top of the key, Daniel. Left side for Singleton. Holds the ball, now feeds the high post. Mathis, jumper from there is good. Nice touch. Ree Mathis with 6. 46-30. 4:46 remaining here in the third quarter. Into the front court. Probably should have been a travel. They'll give Carbeo the bucket, her first points. 46-32. She took about 5 shuffle steps right then left towards the basket. Ball comes near side of the floor. Newsom with it, dribbling to her right. Feeds into the high post. Mathis with it there. 2 defenders on her, and she's called for a travel. I don't think she moved other than her pivot foot. That'll be a turnover. Casey Holmes will come into the game, replacing Mathis. 46-32, 4:25 remaining here in the third quarter. Pass comes in to John Mandrell, gets into the front court, Irvin to the near side of the floor. Now swung back to the left side. Stokes with it. Feeds inside where it's stolen away. Coming out of there with it, Holmes. Holmes weaving through traffic into the front court. Around one defender, around another, around a third to the rack, and is fouled by John Mandrell. That will be her first personal. Team foul number four. 4:08 remaining here in the third quarter. Moberly leading 46-32. Casey Holmes, sophomore from Warner Robins, Georgia. First free throw high off the heel and bounces off to the right. One more attempt coming up. Second free throw, off the heel, spins off right. Rebound controlled by Anderson. The putback is no good. This time the rebound controlled by Smith. And then knocked out of bounds at midcourt. It's going to stay with Marshalltown. Checking into the game for the first time for Moberly, 6-0 freshman from St. Louis, Danny Millette. She will replace Anderson. And Carla Cuyata will check back into the game for the Tigers. They're still taking a look at Lions down to our right. Inbounds pass comes into Cuyata. Back to Carbeo. Under 4 minutes to play, third quarter. Ball knocked loose and the key picked up by Moberly. Up the far sideline, a foul. Reach will be called on Jean Mandrell. Her second, team foul number five. Moberly's going to be shooting free throws here. 3:50 remaining third quarter, 46-32. Lady Hounds will be in action again tomorrow night in southwestern Illinois. We'll have the pregame 4:50, tentatively. Tip at 5 here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. First free throw on its way is no good for Singleton. She's now 0 of 3 from the stripe tonight, has 7 points. One more attempt coming up. Second free throw on its way. Off the rim. Rebound controlled by Smith. 3:45 remaining. Third quarter, 46-32 in favor of the Lady Hounds. Top of the key, Cuyata. Gets it back out. She'll find Calandreo. Left side of the floor. Foul's going to be called as Holmes was trying to fight her way through a screen. Picks up her third personal. She has 3. Rashay Wilkes has 3. .333 remaining third quarter. Inbounds pass comes into John Mandrell. That was team foul number 3 on Moberly. Ball deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers. Knocked off Singleton. Inbounds pass goes into the far corner. Gelman trail with it. Gets it back up near side of the floor. Cuyata feeds it inside. Ball deflected loose. Comes back to Cuyata, and she is pushed on the near sideline by Newsom, who picks up her third personal. Team foul number 4. So all of a sudden, Newsom, Holmes, and Wilkes sent 3 fouls apiece. Inbounds pass. Comes out to John Mandrell, top of the key right side. Feeds it to her left where it's stolen away by Daniel. Up the floor to the rack. Scoop shot, no good. She's fouled and will shoot 2. Carbeo picks up her third. That'll be 2 free throws coming up. .312 remaining in the third quarter, 46-32. First free throw by Daniel is too strong. Probably is now 2 of 13 from the stripe, and Coach Hayden's seen enough of that. She's calling a timeout with her team at the free throw line. We'll take a 30-second break, 3:12 remaining here in the third quarter, 46-32, back in 30 seconds here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Mizumac offers the best of both worlds. Mizumac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Live on campus at Mizzou and attend classes at both institutions. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizumac student today at macc.edu.
Magic showing off his dance moves. 3:12 remaining here in the third quarter. Lady Hounds lead 46-32. Lady Hounds led by Zara Daniel with 11 points, all that coming in the first half. Lex Singleton has 7 and 6 each for Ree Mathis, Akilah Anderson, and Shatari Tyler. 5 for Casey Mason. Marshalltown led by 7 from Lauren Lyon. She's still being attended to. 6 for Danielle Smith. 5 each for Dana Stokes, Anna Jamandreo, and Clara Solsona. Danielle will have one more free throw coming up. And the second free throw on its way is good. Whatever coach said must have worked. 47-32, 3:09 remaining here in the third quarter. Irvin into the front court for the Tigers. Left side of the floor, comes back up to the top, the key now. Jamandreo swings it back to her left for Smith, off to her left for Irvin, looking for her teammate to get open. No one has yet, now finally left side, Cliotta. Takes it baseline, runner from 12, too strong, rebound controlled by Moberly's Millette. She'll leave it off. Probably get it into the front court. On the dribble is Newsom. Right side of the floor. Has a deep off the wing. Shot clock at 16. 2:34 remaining third quarter. Top of the key, Holmes. Left side of the floor for Newsom. Dribbling to her right. And an offensive foul called off the ball on Millett, her first. Team foul number 5. Inbounds pass will cover the near side. Carpeo gets into the front court for Cuiada. Dribbling to her right, has it on the wing, back up to the top. He now feeds it right side for Smith. Looking baseline against Millett. Gives it back out, driving in. Shot off the glass, will not go for Jamandreo. Rebound controlled by Moberly. Tyler with it, gives it off. Newsom into the front court. Dribbles between the circles, 2 minutes remaining third quarter. 47-32. Ball comes left side. 3 by Newsom. Bangs it off the glass. Her second triple of the night. She has 8 points. 50-32. Largest lead for the Lady Hounds with 1:47 remaining. And a travel be called on Carbeo. She was caught into a trap on the far sideline, getting into the front court. Moberly ball. 1:44 left in the third quarter, 50-32. Into the front court. Ball swung right side. Daniel with it. Back up to the top key. Feeds it low post near side. Tyler gives it back out. Right side of the floor. Daniel for 3. Off the rim, no good. Rebound swatted around, tipped around, and grabbed by Carbeo. Up the floor, Jamandreo to the basket. Layup left short. Rebound controlled by Millett. 1:15 remaining here in the third quarter. 50-32 in favor of the Lady Hounds. Ball comes near side of the floor for Holmes at the wing. Top of the key, Daniel. Right side of the floor, Newsom. Into the high post. Jumper on its way. Will not get the roll for Tyler. Rebound Marshalltown. Under a minute to go in the third. Jamandreo into the front court, guarded by Newsom. Dribbling to her right. Gives it back up top of the key. Smith. Her pass. Deflected to the far side. Gets through. Runner in the lane. Off the glass. Will not go for Carbeo, but she was fouled. As Daniel picks up her first. and two free throws coming up. Carvel. Freshman from Madrid, Spain. First free throw off rim to right. The Tigers are now one of four from the free throw line. Shania Liebert into the game. Bree Mathis is back in. Lex Singleton back into the game. Millett stays out there. And Holmes is on the floor. Second free throw is good by Carvalho. She has 3 points. 50-33. 34 seconds remaining. Third quarter. Ball swung right side. Liebert into the high post. Jumper draws a foul, and Mathis will be shooting two. Marshalltown foul on Eva Carvalho. That'll be her fourth. To 33, 25 seconds remaining in the third quarter. First free throw off target to the left. Mathis with 6 points, 0 of 3 from the free throw line tonight. As a team, 3 of 15. Second free throw is good. 7 for Mathis. 51-33. Shot clock's turned off. Final 20 seconds of the third quarter. Irvin in the backcourt. Finds a double team. Gets it into the front court left side for Calmandreo. And then she was fouled, and she'll have two free throws. The foul on Bree Mathis will be her second. Calmandreo at the line, one of two, has 5 points. The only returning player from last year's team for the Tigers. And the first free throw is good. She averaged 2.8 points per game last season. 63% free throw shooting. Second free throw. Off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Mathis. Dribbles into the front court, in the lane, to the rack herself. Off the window, it's good. Bree Mathis with 9. 53-34, largest lead for Lady Hounds, and that's going to do it for the third quarter. 53-34. We'll take a 30-second break. Excuse me, a 60-second break. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hounds basketball on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Seidenstricker has been providing quality service and support to our customers for 75 years. Preventative maintenance is the key to keeping your equipment running. Right now, sign up for a winter service package by December 1st, and you can win a new John Deere S240 lawn tractor. Can't bring your equipment to the shop? That's okay. We'll come to you. Schedule now for free pickup and delivery within 50 miles of a Seidenstricker location. Visit us online at Seidenstrickers.com.
No purchase necessary. Lawn tractor giveaway sign-up deadline ends 12/1/18. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome back. J.B. Conley with you as we get ready for the fourth quarter. Lady Hounds leading by a score of 53-34. Coming out to start the fourth quarter will be Singleton, Mathis, Millett, Liebert, and Holmes for the Lady Hounds. And for Marshalltown, it'll be Quiata, Stokes, Smith, Irvin, and Calmandreo. Tigers with the ball going left to right. And that's going to be a 5-second call. As none of the Tigers able to get open, Mobley will get the ball. We'll start the fourth quarter. Mobley up 19, 53-34. In the front court, right side of the floor, on the dribble, it's Liebert. Dishes in, jumper from the free throw line won't go for Mathis. Rebound controlled by Marshalltown. Out in the backcourt, crosses the timeline left side. Now back to her right. She'll find Jamandrea. Holds overhead, back to the left side of the floor for Irvin. Dribbles to her left, pass goes left side for Quiada. Holds overhead, now dribbles to her left. Just to the baseline, sealed off, and she's called for an offensive foul. She lowered the shoulder. Quiada picks up her first. 9:22 remaining. Probably up 53-34. Don't forget, we've got the men's contest coming up after this one. Into the front court, it's Singleton. Near side for Holmes. Gives it back up top of the key for Liebert. Right side for Singleton again. Into the high post. Mathis drives the lane to the rack left side. Off the glass, it's good. Mathis with 11. Seven of them here in the second half. 55-34. Under 9 minutes to play. Front court, right side, Quiada. At the perimeter, gives it back outside. Jamandrea near the top of the key, left side for Irvin. And she was bumped from behind. Foul on Mathis is her third, team foul number one. .846 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Inbounds pass lobbed to the top of the key for Smith. Feeds it inside. Stokes off the window, left it short. Got her on rebound. Gives it back to Smith. Runner of the lane's up and in. Danielle Smith with a team high 8 points now. 55-36. Singleton, right side of the floor. Driving in. Shot left short, and a foul is going to be called. This will put Liebert at the line to shoot two. Foul's called on Whitley Irvin. That'll be her first. Team foul number two. First free throw is good for the freshman from the Virgin Islands. One more attempt coming up. 56-36. 8:28 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw is also good. Liebert in your first 2 points. Lady Hounds by 21. Matching the largest lead of the night. Front court left side, Irvin. Off to her left for Stokes. Pass thrown across the top of the key and stolen by Liebert. Into the front court. Slows it down. Now driving in, Mathis. Curls out to the left corner. And we get a foul. They're going to call the reach on Jamandrea. That'll be her third personal. Team foul number three. Mathis will inbound. Gets it into Newsom near midcourt. She'll dribble up to the top of the key. Left side at the elbow now. Knocked out of her hands. Gets the ball back. Feeds it out. Collette tries to feed it back inside. The foul's going to be called. And this will be number four on Marshalltown. They caught Jamandrea again, that's her fourth personal. This is the inbound into the lane. Shot off the window is up and in by Mathis, who has what is now a team high 13 points. 59-36, largest lead of the night. Lovely pressing. Pass to the near side. Could be knocked out of bounds off Irvin. Good play by Newsom to force that turnover. With 7:43 remaining. Lady Hounds by 23. Top of the key, driving the lane left side, Liburn. Liburn lost control, but she was fouled by Irvin. Picks up her second, team foul number five. Lady Hounds will shoot free throws the rest of the way. Shania Liburn with 2 points. two of two from the free throw line. First one is off target to the right. One more attempt coming up. Second free throw is good. Iverg with 3 points now. 60-36. Front court left side, and we have an offensive foul called on Cuyada. Moberly ball, 7.5 minutes remaining. And it's her second personal. Newsom into the front court, drives lane left side, stops 8 feet out, and kicks it back out. Three on the way by Daniel. Off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped around. They're going to call Millett over the back. First, second personal. Team foul number two. 60-36, 7:19 remaining. Marshalltown has really had no offense here in the second half. Part of it is then leading score. Long Lyons went out with an injury and a travel called in the backcourt on Jalman Dreo. Tyler back into the game for Lady Hounds. She'll replace Liburn. Lady Hounds have found a little more rhythm in their offense. Defense has been pretty solid throughout. Turnovers and free throws, something to work on. Near side of the floor, driving into the basket. Scoop shot left short by Daniel. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Marshalltown ball, 7:01 remaining. Moberly now 7 of 20 from the free throw line. Delmondreo into the front court. Picks up her dribble into double team. Pass away to Irvin. Gives it off left side. Stokes with it. Back to the top of the key, Jalmendreo with it. Down to 15 on the shot clock. Shields the ball overhead, feeds it left side of the floor. Stokes with it. Gives it back, and it'll be an offensive foul against Marshalltown. Smith picks up her second. And checking back into the game will be Keela Anderson replacing Millett. Three from the right side, won't go. Rebound controlled by Moberly, put back underneath, won't go for Newsom. Loose ball, this time grabbed by Smith. 60-36, 6:15 remaining, fourth quarter. Top of the key, Briata. Goes off to John Mandreo. Gives it back up the near side. Ball swung around the perimeter. Left side of the floor. Briata with it. Drives the baseline. Draws the double team. Kicks out. Stokes for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound control by Casey Newsom. 5:50 remaining in the fourth. Mathis off the window. Gets the roll as Irvin did not want to commit the foul. Mathis with 15. 62-36. And a steal at midcourt. Mathis to the rack. Lays it up. Left it short. Rebound controlled by Irvin. 5.5 minutes remaining. Lady Hounds by 26. Led by 11 at halftime. Front court. Jalmendreo with it. Left side of the floor. Head fake on a free by Cuyada. Now starts her dribble. Long pass to the near side. It was too much for Irvin to handle. Tries to save it from going out of bounds in the corner. Cannot. And checking into the game for the Lady Hounds will be Rachel Spencer. .5:12 remaining. 62-36. Daisy Holmes into the game as well. She'll inbound at Newsom. Newsom will bring it into the front court. 62-36, 5:04 remaining. Near side of the floor, on the dribble. Spencer gives it back out. Comes back to Newsom. Kicks out. Three on the way. Bang! From WNBA distance, Rachel Spencer gets her first points. 65-36. Into the front court, Irvin with it. Gets it back outside. Delmandreo with it. Dribbles to her right. She'll find Criada for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Mobley. Spencer tips it off to Newsom. 4.5 minutes remaining. Newsom into the front court. Still dribbling. Spencer, another three. Spins out, no good. Rebound fought for. We'll have a tie-up, and on the arrow, it's Mobley ball. Keely Anderson fighting for that ball, coming up, forcing the tie-up. Singleton in for Mobley. Clara Solsona back into the game for Marshalltown. 4:17 remaining, 65-36. Lob pass comes out to the elbow. Driving in, the shot draws a foul, and it's going to put Casey Holmes at the line to shoot two. The foul on Clara Solsona will be her third. With 4:14 remaining. A couple of free throws coming up. First attempt on its way is good. Casey Holmes with 3 points. Sophomore from Warner Robins, Georgia, now 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Second free throw is no good. And there was a foul on the shot attempt against Anderson. That is her second personal. Team foul number 3. 66-36. Front court near side. Top of the key, it's Delmandreo. Leaves it back out. On the dribble now, Solsona. Back to her left, Delmandreo. 3:55 and counting left. Here in the fourth, driving the lane. Left is up and in by Criada. 66-38. Impressive first game for the Lady Hounds. Ball comes left side. Three on the way. Bang! Shania Liebert hits her first. She has 6 points, 69-38. 3:27 remaining. Front court near side. Ball goes off the foot of Solsona, out of bounds. Mobley ball with 3:18 remaining. Last year, the Lady Hounds outscored their opponents 78.9 to 48.0 points per game. 31-point differential. The lead right now, 31 points for the Lady Hounds. Front court near side. On the dribble up to the top of the key, Singleton swings it right side. Driving to the rack. A foul is going to be called, and this is going to put Holmes at the line to shoot two. The foul on Smith will be her third. With 3:03 remaining. 69-38. They're going to double. They did not give the foul to Smith. They gave it to Delmandreo, and she fouls out of the game. With 3:03 remaining, Whitley Irvin's going to come in to replace her. So the sophomore from Barcelona sits down with 6 points on the night. Josiah Casey Holmes at the free throw line. First free throw is too strong. Second free throw spins home. Holmes with 4. 70-38. Inbounds pass to the near side, and a quick steal by Holmes, and she lost it on the near sideline in front of her bench. Goes back to the Tigers, 3:01 left. Lady Hounds up 70-38. Sasana take the inbounds pass. Guarded the backcourt by Singleton. Into the front court. Newsom with it. Swings it to the right side of the floor. And a steal in the corner by Anderson. Into the front court. Singleton with it. Bounce pass right side. Holmes dribbles around one defender. Pulls up from 10 feet. Shot too strong. Rebound controlled by Whitley Irvin for Marshalltown. And pass deflected out of bounds. He'll stay with the Tigers. 2:34 remaining. This is AM 1230, KWIX Mobile, 92.5 KWIX FM Cairo, and CentralMoInfo.com. 2:30 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Lady Hounds leading 70-38. Ball swung left side, Irvin, long pass to the near side, finds Briata. Three from the right wing, no good. Rebound on the weak side by Irvin. The putback off the glass, won't get the roll. And this time the rebound controlled by Mobley, grabbed by Anderson. She'll get it out into the front court, and then Spencer has it stolen away to the rack. Solsona left it short. Rebound Smith walked with it. They do blow the whistle. It'll be Mobley ball, 2:03 remaining. Remathis with 15 points off the bench for Lady Hounds tonight. Zara Daniel with 12 points. Scoring pretty well spread around for Moberly. Right side, ball fed into the corner. Three on the way. Bang! Liebert's second three of the night. She has nine. 73-38. Minute 40 left. Into the front court. Ball deflected. Saved from going out of bounds to the far side by Solsona. Then the pass back to her. Rolls off her knee. She picks it up. Now gives it off near side of the floor. Briata with it. Stokes drilling between the circles. Near side of the floor. Solsona. Drilling right side of the wing. Launches up a three over Spencer. No good. Spencer will get the rebound. Long pass up the floor. Holmes was not ready for it. Lost out of bounds. With 107 remaining. 73-38 in favor of the Lady Hounds. They'll go to 1-0. They'll face Southwestern Illinois tomorrow. Long pass into the front court, out of bounds. Turnover back to Moberly. Lady Blue Storm coming in 0-1 with their loss this afternoon. 1 minute left in this contest, 73-38. We'll have the men's game coming up about 25 minutes from now. A steal. Marshalltown will get it into the front court. Right side, it's Quiala with it. And she is fouled by Spencer. That'll be her first. Team foul number four. At the line, Carla Quiada. 5'6 freshman from Barcelona, Spain. One of four Spaniards on the roster. This one's no good. Also, one player from the Netherlands didn't make the trip. Second free throw, no good. Rebound controlled by Mobley. 73-38, 41 seconds left. Front court right side, Spencer gives it out to Singleton between the circles up to the top of the key. Mobley just trying to take time off the clock right now. Shot clock at 15, pass comes near side. Three on the way by Holmes is no good, but a foul's called. Push was called off the ball on Anderson for third personal. Team foul number five. Shot clock's turned off. 27 seconds remaining. And ball to fuck in the backcourt. Ends up in the hands of Singleton. She'll feed it up. And the shot up and in by Liebert, who has 11. Third Lady Hound to double digits. 75-38. Another steal. Jumper by Liebert. Up and in. She has 13. 7 seconds left. Down to four. Into the front court near sideline. Marshalltown. to get off Irvin. The final score, the Lady Greyhounds win by a score of 77-38. We're going to take a two-minute break and be back here to Fitz Simmons John Arena for the postgame show. Back in 2 minutes. Lady Hounds win 77-38 here on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Stop getting beat up trying to buy a truck. Come into Thomas Motors today and create your own road with a truck from Thomas Motors. From used, low-mileage diesels to must-see used Silverados, your truck is at Thomas Motors. View new and used truck inventory online at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
Stop, call or click before you dig. Dig safely.
Avoid the danger. Avoid injury. It's important to know what's underground before you dig. No matter how small the job, if you're digging in your yard, call or click before you dig. Call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT or 811 or click on mo1call.com.
Stop. Call or click before you dig. Dig safely.
It's the law. Call or click before you dig.
Stop. Call or click before you dig. Dig safely.
Underground utilities are everywhere, even in your yard. No matter how small the job, know the dangers before you dig. Call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT or 811 or click on mo1call.com. Digging without knowing where it's safe to dig can cause tremendous damage, even loss of life.
Stop, call or click before you dig. Dig safely.
It's the law. Call or click before you dig.
Welcome back. Postgame show for the women here on Information Radio Quicks. Lady Hounds win by a score of 77-38. Stats of the game brought to you by Capital Paving and Construction, paving way forward, now serving Brookfield and the surrounding area. Lady Hounds led by Ree Mathis with 15 points off the bench. Shania Liebert had 13 points off the bench. Zara Daniel had 12. Casey Newsom had 8. And take a look at the rest of the scoring. It was Lex Singleton was 7, Keel Anderson was 6, Shatori Tyler was 6, Casey Holmes had 4, Rachel Spencer had 3, Rochelle Wilkes had 3. As Mobile is now 1-0 of the year. Marshalltown led by Danielle Smith with 8. Lauren Lyons at 7 before leaving with an injury. John Mandreo had 6 before falling out of the game. Dana Stokes had 5. Clara Sosana had 5. Carla Cuyata had 4. And Eva Carbeo had 3. Mobile 1-0 on the year. They'll take on Southwestern Illinois tomorrow night at 5. Marshalltown will play in the early game tomorrow. Against Independence, that's a 1 o'clock start here at Fitzsimmons John Arena. And we'll let folks know, first of all, a couple things going on tonight. We've got our Alpha Media Cares food drive going on. Any non-perishable food aisle will be matched by Branchers. And any monetary donations, every dollar will purchase $21 worth of food. Goes to the food bank of Central Northeast Missouri, and also supporting that tonight with the food pantry at MACC. Also, all first responders and guests get into the Greyhound games free of charge. I recognize halftime of the men's game. Free popcorn for coming tomorrow night. All veterans will get the same deal, so we encourage you to take advantage of that. Final score in this one. Lady Hounds win 77-38. We're going to send it back for a news update. Bob Ayle has that for you. We'll be back with the men's pregame coming up about 7:30 Doctor on Information Radio Quicks. Once again, Lady Hounds win this one 77-30 over Marshalltown. News coming up next here on Information Radio Quicks.
WeatherTech floor liners are...